Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In just a minute. But I'm also going to start taking your calls about relationship. It's always my favorite part of the show. And Kayla's going to be answering the phones. The number is 1-800-520-1KFI. That's 1-800-520-1534. Ask Dr. Wendy after this break. Right now, Andrew Caravella's got the news for us.
We're not here to make up your mind.
We're here to give you the latest.
KFI.
And KOST HD2.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Cabal has fallen. I'm Andrew Caravella, live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom. The Taliban has taken over control of Afghanistan. ABC's Ian Pinnell says Afghanistan's president has even left the country himself.
The Taliban have issued multiple statements throughout the day, trying to reassure people, but also urging the government to step aside. They are promising that there will be a peaceful transfer of power, that they won't be the ones to start fighting. The question is anyone left to try and resist them when it looks inevitable that the Taliban will once again be in power in Afghanistan, albeit through an interim government?
The U.S. embassy has been evacuated. Kabul airport is closed to commercial flights. The presidential palace has been overtaken by Taliban. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Biden administration needs to expand its list of Afghans eligible for U.S. help. Schumer says it's important to help independent journalists and aid workers on the ground.
Job number one is for us to bring back first all American personnel and make sure they get out safely. But second, all of the brave Afghans who helped our military, they have to be provided an exit to come to America.
He says there are a lot of Afghans who helped the U.S. indirectly through NGOs, through the free press. They need to make the real efforts to bring them down, to bring them home safely as well. We have more developments with Afghanistan, but we'll have those at the bottom of the hour. Former CDC Director Richard Besser says even with the surge of the coronavirus cases because of the Delta variant, he doesn't expect there to be shutdowns like earlier in the pandemic.
There is a vaccine, and we've done a very good job at vaccinating people who are at the greatest risk.
Besser says he could see certain schools shutting down if cases become high. Besser said even if a person has been infected with COVID-19, they should still get vaccinated against the virus to prevent further infection. And a massive cryptocurrency heist has turned into a learning lesson for one exchange.
Hackers used a security flaw to steal more than $600 million in various cryptocurrencies from Poly Network, a platform that allows users to transfer assets between different cryptocurrency exchanges. But the hackers have given all of that money back. They said they never intended to keep the money, but plan to use the hack to expose weaknesses in Poly Network security. Poly Network has offered the hackers $500,000 as a reward to help make improvements that would make future hacks harder to pull off. Brian Bruman, KFI News.
And an update on Haiti in the last hour. The death toll from Saturday's earthquake to the country has now skyrocketed to nearly 1,300. The head of Haiti's Civil Protection Agency has said the majority of those deaths were in the southern part of the country. Thousands of homes have been damaged or destroyed. About 2,800 people have been reported hurt. And the nation's prime minister says they have an urgent need for medical supplies. The 7.2 quake struck at 8:30 Saturday morning local time. The location was about 60 miles west of the devastating 2010 earthquake that claimed about 250,000 lives. Right now, let's get to some problems in Tarzana.
It's a stall on the northbound side of the 101 just before Reseda Boulevard. A stalled trailer has the right lane blocked up. Right now, the backup a bit heavy and starting to slow down back near Sepulveda Boulevard. A slow ride through Santa Fe Springs, southbound side of the 605 just before it meets the 5. Got a stalled car taking up the left lane, so traffic heavy as you attempt to merge. Studio City, southbound 101 before Laurel Canyon. Crash has the right shoulder still blocked. Emergency crew still on the scene. Going to stay slow until you get to that 170-134 split, and you'll start to tap on the brakes back near Coldwater Canyon. KFI The Sky helps get you there faster. I'm Chris Sylvester.
If you've been injured, you gotta call Sweet James.
It's tomorrow's weather next.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Southland weather from KFI. There's a heat advisory that will stay in effect for the valleys and IE until tomorrow, with highs reaching triple digits. Tonight, though, it will stay cool, way down in the 60s across the Southland. Tomorrow, we'll see low to mid-70s at the beaches, mid-80s for Metro LAOC. The valleys will climb into the mid-90s, and you can expect high 90s and triple digits in areas of the Inland Empire, with Monday night temperatures staying in the 60s across the Southland. Right now, Diamond Bar 92, Beverly Hills 81, Costa Mesa 79, and in Upland 93 degrees. We lead local, live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
KFI AM 640, you have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you, and it is the 5 o'clock hour where I take your calls and answer your relationship questions. I've been on social media on the commercial break, and I've got lots of questions flying in on Instagram and TikTok. So if you're shy, you can put one in there, but you can also give us a call. And the number is 1-800-520-1KFI. That's 1-800-520-1534. Producer Kayla's about to open up the lines for us. Before I go to social media, though, let me finish what I had begun, which is the stages of a brand new relationship. I mentioned the awkward stage, moving from text to phone and onto the coffee. And then the lust stage. You graduate to a date, you find the person attractive, and over the course of days, weeks, or months, you begin the sexual relationship. But stage three is the scariest. That is the cost-benefit stage. The cost-benefit stage is where you're pretty much all in. You know what? If you're a woman, you've exposed your eggs in your bloodstream. If you're a guy, the physical part is taken care of, and now you're looking at each other and you're like, oh my gosh, is this going to be worth it? What are the costs here? What are my benefits here? And if you say that love isn't like that and it's just romance and it's just Cupid shooting a little bow, you are so going to be struck in the heart by the wrong person. The truth is, your brain has to kick in at a certain point and go, wait a minute, what's going on here? So the cost-benefit stage can be very scary and very vulnerable. And this is when many relationships today, maybe the vast majority, end. But what comes after becomes the glue that turns it into a real relationship. And that's the emotionally honest stage. That's where you grow some real intimacy. You're authentic. You talk about your flaws. You get to see the flaws in your partner and still love them. You know, my favorite definition of intimacy is being able to see the flaws in your partner and still love them, but at the same time, knowing that they can see the flaws in you and you still love yourself, accepting yourself. And after the emotionally honest stage, the brain kicks in again, and we call it the intellectual commitment stage. That's the what are we conversation. That's the are we boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. What are we? This is a new relationship. Now you're saying, how long does that take? Well, if it takes less than a week, then that is not a healthy relationship. That's an anxious attachment that's on its way to becoming a fused relationship with a giant explosion and you'll separate. I would say on average, and I'm just guessing, there's no science for this, that to go through those five stages, the awkward stage, the lust stage, the cost-benefit analysis, the emotionally honest stage, and the commitment stage, it's going to take about 90 days to get through that. I mean, you can't call somebody a boyfriend after a few weeks. Ladies, remember. All right, let's go to social media questions. If you want to call with a relationship question, don't be shy. I'll be kind. The number is 1-800-520-1KFI. That's 1-800-520-1534. I see Kayla on the phone already taking calls. So let's move to social media. First question. A listener says, oh, gosh, this is a sad one. I am in a relationship with an addict. Oh, and we have a son together. My partner recently relapsed, and I also found that in addition to chemicals, he has a pornography addiction. I really want to make this work for our son. Should we try counseling? And when is enough enough? Well, should you try counseling? Absolutely. You should try it all on your own, even if he won't consent to going to counseling. And when is enough enough? You know, at a certain point, you're going to realize that the best gift you can give your child is a sober father. And the only way to have a sober father is to help him reach that rock bottom. So if you're sitting there just in love with hope that he will change, I'm sorry to say it, but we call that an enabler. I'm sorry. I know this isn't the news you wanted to hear. But if you're listening right now, please go to therapy so you can make sense of all the feelings you're having. And it's okay to want a father there for your son, but you want a healthy father there. Okay, next question from social. Listener asks, what is your opinion on people who do not have the calling to have children? Do they actually feel that way, or is it hurt or pain? Oh, it's an interesting two-parter. Now, first of all, I usually don't have many opinions. It's everything I spew out here, folks, is based in science. And let me tell you what science says, that in the history of our species, a full 20% of humans do not biologically reproduce. And that is because we evolved to be cooperative breeders. So even child-free people are invested in kids. They're either running companies that are employing parents who feed kids, or they're building charities that help kids, or they're coaching kids, or they're babysitting kids, or they're helping with their sister's kids or their brother's kids. There are kids in their lives. Anthropologists call these people alloparents. And alloparents have always been as vital to the evolution of our species as biological parents. But your next question is kind of interesting, because you say, do they actually feel that way, meaning they don't want kids, or is it hurt and pain? So what are the reasons why 20% of humans don't reproduce biologically? And one reason is, obviously, if they had a traumatic childhood, they're afraid they will replicate those patterns and be a bad parent, or maybe re-injure themselves by witnessing their kids' stages of growth and be triggered by what happened to them. And that may be one reason. Also, there are a group of people who kind of are lower on mate status ladder, and so they fail to find mates. But doesn't mean they don't have rewarding social support and great networks of people around them. And sometimes there are people who are just more focused on, plenty of women who are more focused on their careers, and their fertility window just expires while they're not paying attention. And some guys, the same way, they're focused on their careers, and then it's like, huh, maybe it's too late in my 40s to be playing ball with a kid, right? So there are all kinds of reasons. I don't judge the reasons. I don't have opinions about this. I just say it's natural and normal for 20% of humans to not become biological parents. And indeed, alloparents are so important to the survival of our species. Oh my gosh, here's a question. Oh my goodness, this just came in on Instagram. I can't believe I'm reading this. Is this for real? It's a woman. She says, my boyfriend wants me to have sex with other men, but doesn't want to have sex with other women himself. He just wants me to be pleasured. Is that weird? Well, in a word, yes. However, my statement about I stand by my statement that I have no opinions, because that's based in science. So you see, men have evolved to be more wary of a woman who has sex with multiple partners because, they risk being cuckolded. Cuckolded is a term when a bird lays an egg in another bird's nest to try to get them to raise it for them. Happens in all kinds of species. It's called cuckolding. So if the woman carrying the eggs goes out and gets some sperm implanted in her and brings it home to her nest, then that guy risked, this is long before paternity tests, folks, he risked raising another man's genes. And as a result, men have a natural tendency to not want to share their women sexually. You know, when a man and a woman have affairs, if a woman finds that her husband's having an affair, the first thing she'll say is, do you love her? Because she's more worried about the emotional commitment. And if she has an affair, the first thing the husband will say is, did you sleep with him? Right? Because he's more worried about the sex. Anyway, so is that outside of the bounds of normal for your boyfriend to want you to be having sex with other men? Yes. But there's no such thing as normal in human beings. We have the widest range of sexual behavior. All right, we got to go to a break. I see the calls coming in. Stay on the lines. If you're holding, we got to go to a quick break. 1-800-520-1534. The number is 1-800-520-1KFI. You're listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, you have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you, and I am taking your calls on your relationships. The number is 1-800-520-1534. That's 1-800-520-1KFI. Okay, producer Kayla, who we got?
We have Jasmine with a question.
Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. It's Dr. Wendy.
Hi, Dr. Wendy. It's so good to get through to you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you were able to. So what's going on with you? What's your question?
All right. So my question is, my husband and I, we are new to parenting, and we have a set of twin four-year-olds.
Whoa.
And yes. So I'm a stay-at-home mother, and I have been a little bit more stricter with the kids, and he's a little bit more permissive and lenient with this with the kids when he comes home. So it's starting to create a strain in our relationship, and I was just wondering, what's the best approach to going about handling the kids and renewing and refreshing our relationship?
I have great advice for you. First of all, hats off to both of you for doing the hard work of our economy, which is raising the next generation of employees and entrepreneurs. So thank you for doing that work. And I know how hard it is. And you should know this, that you are in the toughest stage of your relationship. If you talk to people who are grandparents now, they will always say the hardest time on their marriage was when the kids were little, because it is so stressful. And our culture does not appreciate the work that mothers do. So yeah, you're feeling like exhausted by the end of the day, and he comes sailing in from work like, oh, let me just play with them now. They're my toys. Let's have fun. And you're like, wait a minute. I finally got them on a schedule. Stop doing that. Right. So you are not the first mother to have this issue, by the way. And the answer is this. You've got to, when the kids are sleeping, sit down and say, hey, we need to talk about how we have very different parenting styles. And you have a very different parenting style than I do, but we got to find some commonality, or we got to choose areas. So I know people who have literally, I have no friends that have four kids. They literally divided them and said, you be the disciplinarian for those two. I'll be the disciplinarian for those two. Or they did certain areas, like I'll be in charge of nutrition and sleep. You be in charge of education and safety. Mm-hmm. And you like literally figure out areas. And then you both make compromises, because sometimes mom, even you, is going to have to lighten up and let the Disneyland dad just have fun with his kids, because they need that too.
Yeah, that sounds really great.
It's hard.
And I actually think that is brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank well, Jasmine, good luck to you. Kiss those babies for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. Keep holding. If you're holding, the number is 1-800-520-1534. That's one. Oh, do we have time for one more? We're breaking. No more. When we come back, we've got more. That's 1-800-520-1534. You're listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
KFI AM 640, you have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. This is the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. I wish you could have seen Tony Sorrentino dancing around the soundboard there, hitting buttons. He looked like a master musician trying to get me live on the air again.
No one heard anything. Shh.
They didn't? Oh, sorry.
I was holding my breath. That was deep.
There was no dead air. We're fine.
No dead air because you have the magic of radio. I love it. Okay, I am taking your calls. 1-800-520-1KFI. 1-800-520-1534. Who do we have now, producer Kayla?
We have Jenna. She has a question for you.
Hi, Jenna. It's Dr. Wendy. What's your question?
Hi, Dr. Wendy. I'm hoping you can help us. My family's navigating a new situation. My 16-year-old son just came out as gay. Husband is a football coach. He's having a tough time not being very accepting, kind of dismissive of it. And I'm doing all the research that I can do, but haven't been able to come to a mutual point of understanding with my husband.
All right. Well, Jenna, I want you to stay tuned because, let's see, in 2-3 segments away, I'm going to do a whole segment, and you'll be able to find it on the iHeartRadio app tomorrow, on LGBTQXYZ, and basically the difference between sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender role. But let me just say this. Gay isn't a choice, right? There's a huge genetic component, right? And so, right. You know, your husband is what we would call a heteronormative, trapped by masculinity kind of thinker. So it sounds to me like you're a really good mom, and these are two men you love very much. And so I want you to put on your compassion hat for both of them, right? And understand both how difficult this is for your husband and really how difficult it is for your son. I want you to give your son as much love and support as you possibly can. I want you to, get in touch with all facets of your son and however he wants to express anything, his sexual orientation, his gender identity, anything, and honor him because hasn't changed one little bit. He's still your son. And your husband will see that being modeled by you. Because you know what? Your husband doesn't want to lose his son, right? He also knows that your husband knows that he's in a box. That football coach world, heteronormative, trapped by masculinity box, the man box, is not very comfortable either. And so he may see his son as somebody who's expressing far more freedom as a man. And that may grow on him too. Try to come to some kind of agreement, like you can't put him down and you can't challenge him, not in this household. Because at the bottom line is we want your son to flourish and thrive. That's the whole point of having a household and a nest for him, right? That's the job of both your parents. So, Jenna, you're doing the right thing. Do the research, know the science, and love your son. And have some compassion for your husband. He's a bit trapped, too.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Good luck to you. All right, Kayla, who do we have next?
We have John.
Okay. Hi, John. It's Dr. Wendy.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Okay. Dating someone. Mm-hmm. Had a little break for a little bit, but we had some intimacy before that. Mm-hmm. And now we're reconnecting, and then she decided she needed to be celibate for a little while because of how she'd been treated by others as a piece of meat, you might say. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, how long do I try to be supportive in this, or is it really not going anywhere?
Okay, let me get some chronology here. How old are each of you?
Late 30s, and I'm in my 50s.
Okay, so there's a 20-year age gap?
Roughly.
Okay. And how long did you date before this break?
Less than 8 months or so.
8 months. And your sexual relationship felt okay to both of you at that time?
Cool. It was great when it came. Yeah,
it wasn't great. As often as you would like it. And then what caused the break or the discussion?
Oh, no. I didn't want to say that. I mean, it came in the same time period. I waited for a little bit. It happened. It was great.
Okay.
And then she lost contact for some reason. And when we reconnected, it was like, oh, I couldn't reach you. And I said, okay.
Wait.
Between...
So you were having a sexual relationship with a woman and you lost contact with her? Like you lost her phone number and her address?
No, she actually had a problem with her phone and could not get that information out. And I checked in with her later, and then we reconnected.
Okay, and so how long was this break?
Probably a month, I think. I did not know if I was on hold or what, and I just reached out to her one shot, and she, thank you, because I couldn't call you. I didn't have your info anymore on my phone. It got messed up. And I was like, great.
Okay.
And then
so,
as we were going out again, she was getting tired of how she was being treated elsewhere in the past. And so she's like, you know, I want to be celibate for a little while for myself to feel like, you know, what it would be in a relationship without that pressure.
John, are your needs being met in this relationship?
I think so for the most part, because I'm patient. I like what we have. Outside of it, it's just that you get those bad men urges and you say, well, it'd be nice to go forward, but she doesn't know how far she wants to be celibate for.
Who calls each other most or texts each other most, you or her?
It's almost a split.
It is a split. It just seems so strange to me. Like there's something else going on and there's some important missing information here. I don't buy for a minute the lost cell phone and the month break, because to be seeing each other consistently for 8 months and engaged in a sexual relationship, I mean, didn't you think she died? Like, weren't you freaked out?
Yeah, I was. So I was trying to reach her, but she got another phone in between. She thought she could transfer her memory over. She didn't get all of it.
But where were you having sex? Her house or your house?
Outside, elsewhere.
Like hotels?
Yeah, because it was mutual distancing.
Okay. This doesn't feel authentic. It doesn't feel real.
Right.
And now that she's taken the sex out of the equation, I just have this desire to protect you and just be like, there's something going on here. And I would move on. I know it's exciting. She's 20 years younger and all that, John, but I don't trust this girl as far as I can throw her. It sounds very manipulative.
Well, I just wanted to throw it at you because the one gal that I had before also did something weird too. So it was like, okay,
yeah,
so I'm good with that.
No, if you're not,
I just don't like
look,
the games.
If you're back together now, how long have you been seeing her again? Your reconnecting time?
Oh, about a month and a half now.
Okay, so we're talking about almost 10 months together, and you're not hanging out at each other's house watching Netflix and chilling on the couch. There's something wrong with that.
Well, there's a reason for it, because we're both too far away from each other. So that's why it's very difficult to get together like that.
Oh, it's a long-distance relationship.
Long-distance, you might say.
All
yeah,
the more about, reason you know, for me to worry about you, John, because long-distance relationships aren't real relationships. You don't have to go through the bump and grind of everyday struggles and resolve the issues and the conflicts. You just sort of get together when, you know, it's like a constant honeymoon. You get together every once in a while. I would just keep your antenna up here, because my stomach is telling me this is not going well and it doesn't have a good future. Okay. I'm sorry. I just want to give you a hug and go, John, please don't let her hurt you.
That's okay. You told me that before. It's kind of funny. I'm glad I'm revisiting.
Okay, you're learning.
Thank
you're getting
so
stronger. Okay, thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go back to social media, because these are coming in so fast and furious. Someone asked me, how did you say break? I couldn't hear him. He said something in my ear, Tony. Oh, okay. I have time. Okay. How does a listener ask, how do you become less reactive to things that trigger you? So I'm going to put a pin in that question because I think it's really important. I am going to talk about those who have an anxious attachment style and how it impacts their dating habits and why they get triggered very easily and what they can do about it. So I'm going to sort of save that question. It's important. I love this one. Someone asks, how can you control who you love? So let me remind everybody that while we may be part of the animal kingdom as Homo sapien, we have a consciousness that, as far as we know, many animals do not have. We have a self-awareness. We have a brake pedal. We have the ability to think through consequences. All these things can help us move away from somebody who may be a dangerous lover. Think of it. A wrong choice in your love life can have life and death consequences. From literally becoming a victim of domestic violence or homicide, or just falling into a life of poverty because you end up with a bunch of kids and nobody not bringing enough income, right? We're talking about life and death decisions. People think dating is lightweight. It is not. It is the biggest decision you will ever make in your life that can predict what kind of future you will have. So having said that, you should have all your antenna up, like John should have all his antenna up, so he can make a really good decision. Now, when you say, how can you control who you love? What I'm hearing is somebody who's allowing the neurohormones associated with lust and sex to just let them dive into a relationship with somebody who happens to be physically attractive. And this happens very often with men. They'll be like, you know, I don't know why I married her. She was just hot, I guess. That's all I thought about. She was just hot. And yeah, that can lead you right down to the aisle and right into paying alimony and child support for decades. So I want everybody, men and women, all genders, to stop and say, look, this isn't about having a hot night of sex. This is actually about choosing a partner to exchange care with for a very long time. And how can I make good choices? And the way you do it is you assess people, right? You just make sure in the early stages that you set up a few small boundaries, whatever the boundaries may be. It might be, you know, I prefer to call, not text, or I prefer to meet in person, not just, you know, Zoom or whatever, or call me by this name. If they don't respect your boundaries at the very beginning, then down the road, you're going to have big trouble. So yeah, you can control who you love. You just have to turn your brain on and turn the lower appendages down a little bit. All right, when we come back, are you a neurotic person? I'm going to explain what neurotic means when we come back and how this impacts your personal relationships. Plus, I've got some good news. There's such a thing as a healthy neurotic. I like to think that I'm one of those, actually. You are listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
KFI AM 640. You have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. This is the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. I specialize in the science of love. My PhD is in clinical psychology, and my area of interest is something called attachment theory. And I swear, if there's only one quiz or test you take online, it should be an attachment test. There's a good one out there by a researcher named Chris Fraley, F-R-A-L-E-Y. He's always collecting data. And it's a pretty good 36 quick question so that you can find out what your attachment style is, whether you lean towards anxiety, avoidance, or have a secure attachment style where you can give and receive love quite comfortably. But I look at attachment style in relationships. But the other really reliable, amazing test, Kayla, did you ever, when you were in college, ever do the big five personality test?
I did do the personality test.
That's right. So
yes,
the five are openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. This test has been used for decades. It's used by corporations in hiring people. I swear, I don't know if it's true, but everybody who works at Trader Joe's scores high on extroversion. Have you ever been at a cash register at Trader Joe's and not gotten an interesting conversation with? It's amazing.
I feel like they're my family by the end of checkout. They're amazing.
They give them these tests, right? So let's talk about what they each mean. So openness means you're open to new ideas, right? Conscientiousness, attention to details. But the research shows that as we get older, we become more conscientious. And I know I've always thought of myself as a broad strokes person, but I'm becoming much more of a detail person as I age. Extroversion, if you score high on it, you're a big old extrovert. That would be me. If you score low on it, you're a complete introvert. And somewhere in between, it's a scale, right? Agreeableness. Those are the people who are just, if you score high on agreeableness, you're just happy and go, sure, I'll go along. Great. Good idea. Yeah, let's do this. And if you score low on agreeableness, you know, you're a grumpy old curmudgeon. No, you don't like change. You don't like new things. No. But the fifth one, neuroticism, has a big impact on our relationships and our mental health. People who are neurotic worry. They're worry warts if they score high on it. The people low on neuroticism are the ones where you're just like, do you ever stop and think? You just plow ahead. But the rest of us worry a lot. We sometimes have anxiety. There's new research shows, though, that people who are neurotic tend to be healthier. Now, not because of the stress hormones from all the worrying. For instance, one study showed they have less inflammation in their body. There was a study of 1,000 middle-aged people who were undergoing regular health checks, and they found that if they had the combination of higher conscientiousness, attention to detail, and higher neuroticism, they had reduced levels of inflammation. Probably that had to do with their lifestyle habits. Listen to this. People who are neurotic tend to be skinnier. They have a lower body mass index. And they stick to an exercise regime more, of course. But relationships? That's another matter. You may be skinny, beautiful, and healthy, but I bet you get triggered easily in your relationships. You see, neurotic people either have a lot of anxiety or self-consciousness, like they feel they're not worthy enough or they're worried that their partner's always going to leave them. Or, and this happens more in the male side of neuroticism because you guys have lots of testosterone, anger, right? So you feel that someone's going to abandon you and you don't go, oh, honey, call me. Where are you? Why are you taking so long? You go, what's your problem? And you get mad, right? That's what men do. It's not your fault. It's just the way you're wired, and not all men. So, if you're neurotic and in relationships, you can sometimes be cold-hearted and vindictive. Or neurotics tend to be depressed easily. All right, when we come back, let's talk about how you can manage your neuroticism in relationships. And also, if your neuroticism is part of an anxious attachment style, how you can heal that. You are listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.